It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
For spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Welcome to a special edition of the Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast, a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. You have been listening to a medley of patriotic songs. Today is Memorial Day. This day became a holiday in 1971, but it's been around for a long time. Originally, it was called Decoration Day and started following the war between the states. It was named such because the graves of the fallen soldiers were decorated with flowers. The day was to be remembered for those who died in the Civil War. Later, it became the day to remember those who died in all of our country's wars. Many hymns have been sung over the year during Memorial Day. There were several hymns that were actually asked to be written for specific purposes. We're going to look at several of those wonderful songs and hymns that we sing at this time of year, with a couple of Southern Gospel songs as well. But these are part of our heritage. And we look at this hymn, which was written to commemorate the 100th birthday of the Declaration of Independence. Then it was chosen to be the official hymn for the centennial celebration of the U.S. Constitution. Here is the song, God of Our Fathers. Isaac Watts would many times write a hymn to go with the sermon he was going to preach, and this song was one of them. It asked the question, am I a soldier of the cross? Here's that song with a different tune than the one that Isaac Watts wrote.
Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to
walking on the sea.
On the sea.
The sea of Galilee.
Of Galilee.
My Jesus is walking on the sea. Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas?
On the sea,
the sea of Galilee, of Galilee, my Jesus is walking on the sea. The sea of Galilee,
of Galilee,
my Jesus is walking on the sea. There shall I bathe my weary soul in seas of heavenly rest, and not a thought of troubles roll across my peaceful breast.
On the sea,
the sea of Galilee,
of Galilee,
my Jesus is walking on the sea.
On the sea,
the sea of Galilee,
of Galilee,
my Jesus is walking on the sea.
On the sea,
the sea of Galilee,
of Galilee,
my Jesus is walking on the sea.
On the sea,
the sea of Galilee,
of Galilee,
my Jesus is walking on the sea.
We are so grateful for the many who gave their lives so that we can be free in this country. Their service is appreciated more than words could ever describe. We are also indebted to those Christian men and women who stood for the Lord Jesus Christ and paid a price for their faith. May the rest of us march on in the army of the Lord. Here's a gospel song titled Marching On, followed by the great hymn Onward, Christian Soldiers.
Children of the living Lord, don't lay down your shield and sword, though the battle's not yet o'er. Don't be deceived, my friend. We must take a place with the brave and true, numbered with the faithful few, doing all that we know to do in the battle for the Lord. Gotta keep marching on in Jesus' name. Marching on and His love proclaim. Marching on till the battle is over with the blood-stained banner raised. Gotta keep marching on in victory. Marching on till home we see. Till we hear the mighty trumpet sounding, we gotta keep marching on. We have walked through many weary miles, felt the pain of the fiery trials, been attacked by the devil's wiles. Still the church marches on. We have been redeemed from Adam's race, sealed and purchased by His grace, heading to a better place, surrounded by an angel band. We gotta keep marching on in Jesus' name. Marching on and His love proclaim. Marching on till the battle is over with the blood-stained banner raised. Gotta keep marching on victory. Marching on till home we see.
marching on in Jesus' name. Marching on and His love proclaim. Marching on till the battle is over with the bloodstained banner raised. Gotta keep marching on in victory. Marching on till home we see.
Soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. The royal master leans against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
The tune for this song was a marching song. Julia Ward's pastor commented to her that it was a good marching song. Why don't you write better words for it? And here was the result.
The Lord, He is trampling out the victory. that shall never sound retreat. He's sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet.
His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. And as he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free.
Two great songs that we love to sing, not only Memorial Day and July 4th as well, but just love to hear it sung. America the Beautiful and God Bless America.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed his grace on shining sea, from sea to shining sea.
Far across the sea, let us swim. mountains, to the prairies, to the oceans wide with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home, my home. God bless America, land that
that is not well known. It was written by a man who served on the staff of a training school where he was assigned to 16 boys. One boy was about to sail to America. Back then, it was perilous to travel across the ocean. He committed to pray for the boy, but also wrote this hymn for the boys to sing. This hymn is strongly associated with both the United States and United Kingdom's naval forces. The song is still sung at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, and was a favorite hymn of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The song title, Eternal Father, Strong to Save.
Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm hath bound the restless wave, who bids the mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. Oh, Christ, whose voice the waters heard and hushed their raging at thy word, who walkest on the foaming deep and calm amidst its rage did sleep. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. O Trinity of love and power, our brethren shield in dangers are, from rock and tempest, fire and foe, protect them wheresoe'er they go. Thus evermore shall rise to thee glad praise from air and land and sea.
It is now time for our story behind the song. The writing of this patriotic hymn came about because a friend of Samuel Smith had some old German songs. He couldn't read German, but knew that Samuel could. One night, as Samuel Smith was going through the music and the words, he came across a score of music that inspired him. He translated the words and found they were patriotic in nature, so he wrote patriotic words about America to put to the music. It was sung publicly the first time the next 4th of July in 1831. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring. But the last verse begins with, our fathers, God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. And it ends with, protect us by thy might, great God and King. Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.